introducing a new segment here, spinning off from, as I said, from our Tuesday morning conversations, Morning on the Salish. Brand new program, yet to have a name, by the way, so we're going to need your help on that one, with co-host Shoban Canty, President and CEO of the Jefferson Community Foundation. We'll be meeting...
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. As proud as ever to be part of KPCZ, thank you for those words.
Well, we're going to be meeting every other week to talk about new paradigms, the new normal facing Jefferson County as we roll into the last half of 2020 and into 2021. So, as I said, if anybody has any ideas, you can contact Shoban Canty at the Jefferson Community Foundation, or you can reach me at chrisbricker@kptz.org. Been a busy and eventful week for the nation, the state, and the Jefferson County. Jefferson County Foundation and its mission have been in the thick of it. Well, it's my pleasure to introduce my co-host, Shoban Canty. So let's get on
Thank you, Shoban.
What's happening?
Well, yes, indeed. We've been in a washing machine this week, and we our focus remains on the well-being of everyone in Jefferson County, and there's a lot of work that's still happening to recover from the pandemic and to navigate, you know, various surges and risks that we all face economic and health-wise. So just a few updates on that regard. We are, again, closing the COVID Response and Recovery Fund for the time being. The last proposals were accepted this week, and a decision will be made on Friday by the grants team, who has done an incredible job at keeping the changing needs of this community face forward as they've made granting decisions. We've raised over $560,000 with $500,000 already out the door and been able to support food, shelter, rental assistance, financial assistance for those who need it most with the partnership of over 650 donors. So I want to make sure we keep that at the center and the incredible effort this community has come together to show in our most difficult time. And we're very grateful to have been a part of it. If needed, we will definitely reopen the fund. You know, we too are remaining flexible to the context of the changing landscape. And if needed, we'll be reopening to continue to address those needs.
In the meantime, there's a lot of collaboration going on. Tell us about that, the Intergovernmental Collaboration Group.
Yeah, it's really wonderful to see some coordinated efforts happening around the recovery and especially economic recovery. One really stellar effort is happening. It's called the Intergovernmental Collaborative Group. It's being hosted by the City of Port Townsend, the County of Jefferson County, our local PUD, and the Port of Port Townsend. So I understand that historically this is really an incredible moment for these government entities to come together and provide leadership through this time like this. And what they're doing is collecting six groups of community volunteers. Collecting might not be the right word. How about hosting six groups of community volunteers to look at different aspects of our community and our economy and do a six-month kind of envisioning process and landscape analysis, gap analysis, planning process to come up with an immediate response to the resiliency needs and recovery needs for our community. So those groups include one on culture and events, one on economy and jobs, children and families, human services, food system resiliency, and broadband. And what they're hoping to achieve is a community-sourced identification of specific projects and initiatives that are tangible, fundable, and able to be implemented in the near term. So I would say in the next 1 to 2 years. It's an experiment. It's a new way of doing business. I think that they're hoping that in addition to those plans, that the process itself will be one that builds a more inclusive democracy here, a more participatory democracy, and more citizen leadership. So we are fully in support of that effort, and just really interested in seeing how it goes. They're capitalizing on existing networks, like the one you and I have talked about recently, that's being led by Jumping Mouse around children and families, and the one that Finn River has been working on with WSU on food system resiliency. So they're not duplicating those efforts. They're trying to grow on those and include more people in them. So it's something to be watched and supported, and it'll be interesting to see what comes of that.
Well, it certainly will. And some of the interrelated things these entities that are actually talking with one another is wonderful. I mean, I can just bring up one point in particular. You know, the broadband carriers making an effort. I know that our local carrier here has sent out a letter from their CEO or their local broadband office talking about their efforts to expand the ability for people to dial into the internet. And that's very, very important for educational purposes as we change some of our paradigms for education.
Indeed, and especially for our young people, as we have mentioned in our chats in recent weeks, over 200 young people in East Jefferson County lost access to education when everyone was told to go home. And so it's so critical right now that we not only have access to broadband, but that we are thinking about the future of our young people, their education in digital literacy, the delivery of their education on digital formats. A whole culture around digital education is needed to grow here, and it's wonderful to see that so high on the priority list for our government. And I do really want to just acknowledge the leadership of the city, the county, the PUD, and the port. We have a number of longtime leaders and some new blood there that are working together in new ways and taking risks, and they deserve our support in this effort. And I think that we're all going to see that not only the young people, but the businesses in our community and the farmers and all of the many facets of our community are able to move forward because of their willingness to go to uncharted territories.
You can't have adaptive change without risk. I mean, if you don't risk anything, you're not making any progress. You're just sort of hitting that circle of status quo.
Exactly. And we know, we actually have a community that has many people with many different views and many different backgrounds, and we're struggling
sure.
right now to find the space for all of those voices. And you know, it feels sometimes like when we take a risk that we are certain to be shot down or criticized for it, and it does take courage, it does take fortitude and vision to be able to walk into uncharted territories here and to do so with love and a spirit of collaboration, and to forge through that in a way that brings people more closely together. So I just really commend them for their willingness to do that.
Well, Siobhan, talk about uncharted territories. I mean, we're dealing now with the whole nature of what it means to have tourist traffic here, what it means to have businesses here. And I know that there's a lot of thought that's being given to our craftsmen and entrepreneurs that are here in the county.
Indeed. I think the focus on tourism, while we're very supportive of tourists, obviously, they're a key part of our lifeblood in the past, but in the future, can we really depend on that source of income in a consistent way? And we just don't feel like that's the best way forward. So the Community Foundation has been kind of talking with a number of partners recently about an idea to put our creative entrepreneurs at the center of our local economic development strategy going forward. We all know these amazing people. They are the sail makers, the woodworkers, the artists, the food product producers, the farmers, all of those folks who work, who are kind of under-celebrated, under-connected, under-resourced. How can we lift them up, support them, make sure that their goods and their wares are available for sale, not only locally, but nationally and internationally, And how can Jefferson County adopt a brand of being a home for creative entrepreneurs? We're happy to have had a number of conversations with our local governments, with key partners like the Chamber and the EDC, with the Fort Worden Foundation, the collaborative members of Fort Worden. There's just some real excitement and energy about that conversation right now. And we feel strongly now is the time to lift up those who have really built the local economy here and put them first and welcome tourists in the name of serving them and not the other way around. So you'll be hearing more about that in the upcoming weeks from us for sure.
Well, that's pretty exciting, and it'll be fun for us to follow that as things develop.
There are hundreds of them here. It's really incredible from, the brewers and the cider makers and the mural wallpaper artists. I mean, we really have hundreds and hundreds of them. So it's going to be exciting work to lift up their stories and to work together with all of the incredible retired and working business people in our community to support them, not only in early startup days, but let's talk about how we get them into kind of those mid-level shops, going from one person to 10 people to 50 to 75. It's right-sized for our community, a community that is craft-driven and doesn't want big box stores, but needs some real economic capacity right now. So we invite anyone who wants to participate in those conversations. Let me know. You can reach me at Siobhan@JCFGives, or better yet, that's why you don't trip over the spelling of my name. You can send a note of interest to info@JCFGives, as in Jefferson Community Foundation Gives.org, and we can send you some information about this idea.
I was just going to say, there's nothing better. I know from my organizing days down in California that there's nothing better than the personal story, nothing better than the story of something. And boy, I tell you what, all of the craftspeople in this town have stories to tell. And it'll be fun to uncover all of that as we go.
And to support them and to connect them. I think just the level of creativity, innovation, and hard work and commitment, and the willingness of this community to be locally focused and celebrate our local makers is something that we can do more and more of. And it leads to an exciting vision for our future.
I know, and there's more coming too. From Fort Worden, the efforts that are going on over there, Maker Square, for example. But we'll save that for another time. I want to reserve the last minute or so for anything you might have to say about the adventures of this past week.
Thank you. I'm going to hearken back to your opening sentiment, Chris, and just say that this is a very hard time for Jefferson Community Foundation and for our network. I'm sure that folks have heard that after 15 years in the same office space where we had many signs in the window with no comment from the landlord, that JCF was told to move out immediately because of a Black Lives Matter sign taped to our window. We took that notice seriously and started to move within 2 hours of receiving it. And days later, after realizing the potential ramifications of that notice, the property manager tried to take it back, saying he might be willing to allow us to stay. Might be. JCF proceeded in accordance with the original notice. We had neither the resources nor the desire to cancel the moving arrangements we had already made, to take everything we had moved back out of our cars and boxes, to move back into that space, and to continue to pay them rent. So now there seems to be a desire on the part of some people to want to debate what happened, the details, and we're just not going to do that. We're confident in the validity of the statements we have made this week. Our offices are now in storage as we make arrangements for a new space. And we just want to reiterate the call to community members to make this a moment in our community that benefits the movement for justice for Black, Indigenous, and people of color in Jefferson County, and to not be consumed by one act, one person, or one business. That underrepresents the scope and scale of the work that we have to do to change and dismantle systemic racism in our community. So we have much work to do together to continue to keep our community safe and able to recover from the impacts of the pandemic, and just as we have over the last 4 months in the context of the pandemic, and as we have over the last 15 years in the general context of our community, JCF remains committed to the work of being an asset to all people who want a thriving and just future for all in our community, and we're grateful for the trust and the support of all of our partners. And thank you for the opportunity to say that, Chris.
Our pleasure as part of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. Introducing a new segment, as I said, spinning off from our Tuesday morning conversations on Morning on the Salish. Siobhan Canty, President and CEO of the Jefferson Community Foundation. Brand new program, yet to have a name. So if you have any suggestions, contact us. Literally, contact us, all one word, at kptz.org, or Chris Bricker at kptz.org, or Siobhan Canty at the address that she gave you. All right. Well, thanks so much, Siobhan, and we will be talking to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks to KPTZ, as always, for being a great community partner.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.